Good morning. We're going to get started. So the Committee on Banking and Insurance will come to order. Ms. Greenwald, please call the roll.
Chair Beniquisto?
Here.
Senator Richter?
Here.
Senator Clemens?
Here.
Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel?
Here.
Senator Lee? Senator Margolis? Senator Montford?
Here.
Senator Negron? Senator Simmons?
Here.
Senator Smith?
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you. Good morning. Leader Smith, thank you for joining us. It's great to see you. Members, if we'll move to tab one, which is Senate Bill 76 on tax-exempt income by Senator Huckel. Senator Huckel, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Senators, for the opportunity to present this bill. Senators, Florida imposes an income tax of 5.5% on the net income of C-corporations and financial institutions. Currently, we provide a $50,000 exemption, which means taxpayers that are subject to the tax do not pay on the first $50,000 of their taxable income. What this bill would do would be to increase the exemption from $50,000 to $75,000. Based on last year's REC numbers in the first year, because this is effective in January 1 of 2017, and assuming the amendment were to pass, based on that, the figure would be $7.6 million in the first, which is really a half a year, and $18.7 in the first year. We have changed these floors several times, the last being in 2012 when we went to from $25,000 to $50,000. This helps businesses really to allocate their money for things like expanding, hiring employees, perhaps raising wages, et cetera. And that is the bill, and there is one amendment.
Thank you for that explanation. Do we have any questions, members? Senator Clemens.
Madam Chair, my question may be, it's about the staff analysis, so I'm not sure if it's more for staff or for Senator Huckel. But I'm looking through the explanation of the present situation where it talks about how you calculate this, and you begin with federal taxable income, and you make certain statutory adjustments. I'm curious, does staff have any information on how much net income a business has to be making before they would qualify for this additional tax break from $50,000 to $75,000?
Thank you, Senator Clemens. Who'd like to field that? James? Or maybe we can get back to Senator Clemens if we don't have it at hand.
Yeah, I don't have it right now, but we can try and get that information for you, Senator.
Okay. Follow-up, Madam Chair?
Of course.
Further down the staff analysis, when we get to Section 5C, government sector impact, it says none. I'm trying to figure out how we reduce revenue in the state of Florida and don't have a government sector impact.
Senator Huckel, or would you defer to staff?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This reduces the state tax, so there could possibly be a let me get my numbers out here. There would be a local, according to the numbers I have here, the local recurring cash and recurring would be zero.
So follow, Madam Chair, just so I understand, I mean, we're talking about reducing revenue, right? We're talking about collecting potentially $18 million worth of taxes less every year. That has a government sector impact, whether it's, you know, the fact that we're 42nd in the nation in education funding, things like that. I mean, there are government sector impacts when we reduce revenue. Is that correct?
Senator Huckel, I think you outlined the net fiscal in your explanation of the bill, the 7.6 and the 18.7.
Okay.
Any further questions? We do have one amendment, and that is Amendment Barcode 216386 by Senator Huckel. To explain the amendment, Senator Huckel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What this amendment does, all it does is change the application date, which would be January 1, 2017, and correctly we had 2016, and that's why there's a half a year hit to the budget, so to speak, and then after that, recurring of 1 year.
Thank you for that explanation. Any questions? Seeing no questions, show amendment barcode 216386 adopted without objection. We are back on the bill. We do have some appearance cards. Melissa Ramba waves in support on behalf of the Florida Retail Federation. Brewster Bevis on behalf of Associated Industries of Florida waves in support. And Ms. Carolyn Johnson on behalf of the Florida Chamber waves in support. Thank you for being here. So members, we're back on the bill. Any debate on the bill? Senator Clemens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to address, in my opinion, what I think are a couple myths about this bill, and that's that it helps small businesses. We still can't seem to get an idea of how much a business has to be bringing in order to be able to get this tax break. But I do know that the only corporations that pay income tax in the state of Florida are C-Corps. Small businesses are not very likely to continue to be registered as C-Corps. They tend to be subchapter S corporations, LLCs. So I think that's a claim that's been made in the past, and it hasn't been made here today, but that I think is somewhat dubious. I try to look at these tax breaks with every year when we do them in totality rather than just by themselves. If we were only talking about cutting taxes for business and we were properly funding other areas of government, if we didn't have the Medicaid expansion hole and potentially 800,000 people without health care, if we weren't 42nd in the nation in funding our education system, if we weren't in the bottom half of our nation in funding our system for disabilities, this would be an easy vote. But I just have serious reservations about voting for continued tax cuts every year, especially when it's for larger corporations, when we're not doing the other things that I think we need to do in order to help our kids, in order to help our disabled population, in order to help our poor population, our senior population. And so that's why I continue to oppose these bills, not because of the concept, but because of the situation that we find ourselves in where we're not adequately funding other areas of our government. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Clemens. Any additional debate?
Yeah.
Senator Dieter.
I would tend to agree with Senator Clemens that we have to take a holistic approach. Just to break it down incrementally, because you know that if we said it's a $100 million tax break, it probably isn't going to happen. So we do it incrementally year after year, and that's a huge loss of revenue to the state of Florida. Same with commercial lease sales tax break, which is overall $283 million, but we're going to do it incrementally so it doesn't look that much. My big fear is we've lived through so many highs and lows in the state of Florida. It's feast or famine. And really, to protect business and jobs and everyone else and services in general, and to keep from ever raising property taxes, I think we need to be very careful at how many tax breaks we're going to give, because we're shoveling money out the front door and not really taking much in through the back door. So it might be helpful to have a meeting where Department of Revenue comes and explains to us in a pie chart where we get our revenue from to fund necessary services. So I will go ahead and vote for this today, because I think that we probably have a total number for tax breaks for the year, and it'll all fall out in the appropriations meeting anyway, and we get another chance at it at the floor if it lives through appropriations. So I will vote yes today, but that's my thinking on the topic.
Thank you, Senator Dieter. Senator Mofford.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have similar reservations and some of the discussion I've had before. Remember in the budgeting process, if we go to the chair and we're requesting X amount of money for a particular project, then we're told, well, you go find it somewhere else. If you want to add $2 million, you cut $2 million, and it's your responsibility to go cut that $2 million. And I think it's time that I support this, because I trust Senator Huckel, and I know she's done a lot of homework on this, but I think it's time we need to pause and look forward. How many tax cuts do we think we can afford this year? We all like tax cuts, but how much can we afford? In other words, if we're willing to cut X millions of dollars, then what services are we willing to give up? Or how many people do we let go? Somewhere that money is being spent somewhere. It's not being put over in a can stuck in the ground. So, again, I like tax cuts as much as everybody else, but I really like for us to look at it comprehensively, and let's look at the end of the year, how many tax cuts do you think we can afford and continue to run the type of government that that we need? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Montford. Any additional debate? Seeing none. Senator Huckel, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. Let me just address a few things, and I really appreciate the comments, because a lot of the comments, the issues that are raised, are much bigger than this bill. They really have to deal with, you know, budget and what our policy is. But just to be certain, this bill for the first effective half year right now is assumed to be $7.6 million. For a full year, $18.7 million. The last time we cut this tax was in 2012, and it's now 4 years later. This does not apply to large corporations. It applies to corporations. So the bill doesn't say you're a corporation, you have to be this size or that size or bigger than or less than. It applies to corporations. It's really indexed to the net income. So just to clarify that, I do appreciate your support. And with that, I'll close, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Having closed, will the committee assistant please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 76?
Senator Clemens? Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Lee? Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Negron? Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
No.
Senator Richter?
Yes.
Chair Beniquisto?
Yes, and by your vote, show the bill reported favorably. Members, next we'll go to tab 2, which is Senate Bill 80 on Family Trust Companies by Senator Richter. Vice Chair Richter, are you ready to explain your bill?
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chairman. Members, this bill last session was a victim of the early hanky drop. It made its way through, and each and every member of this committee had the opportunity to vote on it. It is the identical bill that we discussed last year. It addresses Florida Family Trust Companies and the Florida Family Trust Act, which was established in 2014. This bill is a follow-up on that to clarify specific issues. It clarifies that the OFR will regulate and supervise and examine only those family trust companies which choose to organize as licensed family trust companies. It provides the proposed amendments to the Articles of Corporation, Articles of Organization, Certificate of Formation, etc., require prior OFR approval, but amendments do not. It deletes references to affiliate in order to avoid confusion with the defined term family affiliate and substitutes parent or subsidiary company. This bill protects Florida Family Trust, easy for you to say, and attracts those financial dollars, those capital, and those fiduciary entities to the state of Florida. It's the same bill we had last year.
Thank you, Vice Chair Richter, for that explanation. Do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, we do have two individuals who want to waive and support. Pete Dunbar, on behalf of the Real Property Probate and Trust Law Section of Florida Bar, waves in support. And Meredith Hinshelwood, on behalf of the Office of Financial Regulation, waves in support as well. Do we have debate on the bill? See no debate. Senator Richter to close?
Waive to close.
Having waived his close, Ms. Green will call the roll on Senate Bill 80.
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Dietert?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Lee? Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Negron? Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
Senator Richter?
Yes.
Chair Beniquisto?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Do we have any other business to come before this committee? Do we have a rule sharing? Anything? Great, thank you. Having no business before the committee, Senator Montford moves we rise.
Is continued.